We're going to be talking about in this segment of the program the Sandy Hook victory, quote unquote, and what this means for gun manufacturers going forward. In particular, this headline this morning at the AP, Sandy Hook families zero in on gun marketing, which is very strange that it's a very weird thing. We're going to talk about that. But just to here's, in case you don't know what's going on, here's a quick recap. Here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
First, weapons manufacturer Remington Arms has agreed to settle liability claims from families of...
See, that's already incorrect. Remington is not a manufacturing company anymore. Remington was sold off. Remington, at the present time, does not make weapons, quote-unquote.
Victims who were killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, which resulted in the death of 26 people. The company will now pay nine families a total of $73 million, the first time a gun manufacturer has been held to account for a mass shooting in the United States. An attorney for the family said at a press conference earlier that this victory should serve as a wake-up call, not only to the gun industry, but also the insurance and banking companies that prop it up.
This is why everybody was so upset when the Remington decision was handed down, because of the ripple effect this will have.
Bring in host and legal analyst at Law and Crime Network, Terry Austin, joining us now with her expertise. Terry, we know that,
quote unquote, expertise,
that Remington was the manufacturer of the Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle that was used in the massacre. What kind of precedent do you think this settlement will establish moving forward?
I think one of the things it will do is to have manufacturers now take very seriously how they sell and market their guns.
That is the big thing that apparently this is the next front that is being opened up, the advertisement of them.
They were sued because they negligently entrusted these guns to civilians. These are
which is ridiculous, because this gun was purchased by somebody via 4473 and then subsequently stolen from them after they were killed.
Military style weapons, and they
not a military style weapon. I'm sorry, I got to jump in on all this stuff because it's all fake. It's all false.
They market it to these civilians, and I think
I don't know, chat room, has anybody ever seen an advertisement outside of, like, I don't know, I've never actually seen one on TV for an AR-15. You know who we could blame for advertising? Hollywood, who uses AR-15s in every single action movie. They won't be held accountable. Hell, looks like the DA in New Mexico, like Justin and I correctly called it, says now that Alec Baldwin didn't even pull the trigger. The only advertisements I've actually never seen them. I've never seen one that's like on TV. Maybe in a store, probably. Outdoor type shows, yeah, that's that kind of stuff. But let's take a listen.
In the future, we are going to see other gun manufacturers be very careful about how they market these guns.
Listen. If you have an IQ above warm soup, you know what an AR-15 does. It is a semi-automatic rifle that is the same thing as a Ruger 10. It's not a 10/22. What's the Ruger that's the Woodstock version? I'm having a brain fart. Today is brain fart Monday for me. But there's a Ruger. There are standard-looking rifles that accept AR-15 magazines that are 30 rounds to shoot the 5.56 caliber. That just don't look scary.
So what about other mass shootings that have occurred? Can those victims now pursue damages? Does this set a precedent?
Absolutely.
You can't sue. Well, nobody can sue each other in Chicago.
Yes, absolutely. I think they will do that. And in fact, I'm
Mini 14. Thank you.
Hoping that we see that. We haven't seen.
Did you hear her? I'm hoping we see that. Shut up. We're done with you. So this is from Dave Collins at the Associated Press. Right? The military is the biggest advertiser for the AR-15. I'd say, and then Hollywood second, but those two pretty much work in concert. 844-527-8723. So this is the AP article. After agreeing to this lawsuit, the family of the 9 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims say they are shifting their focus to ending firearms advertising with macho military themes that exploit young men's insecurities. We realize, though, right? We realize, and of course, none of this is ever talked about, that more mass shootings are taken care of, or more mass shootings are performed, however you want to say it, by people with handguns. Handguns are used more often in mass shootings than rifles. I mean, we could take a look. Of course, we can't say Chicago. We can't say Chicago on the weekends, but, you know, whatever about that. This idea that they're going to, it's the macho military themes that exploit young men's insecurities. You mean when you're not exploiting these young men to try and turn them into women in high schools? And the hopes of preventing more mass shootings. You guys have heard me, and if you haven't heard me here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, mass shootings are never going to end, A, because we're fallen, B, in this current godless society, knives kill more people than guns. People don't realize how deadly knives are. But this idea that in this godless society, in this society where children are coming from more broken homes than anything else, those are the things that cause mass shootings. Kids who are doped up on all kinds of medications, being told they're 7 different genders, not having a father and a mother in the same house, mom bringing home 7 different boyfriends, dad not being around ever because he left because he's a coward of a man. But no, let's make sure we get rid of the advertising of AR-15s. That, hey, you know what? That's a great Band-Aid on a flesh wound. The families, back into the article, the families say Remington used those kinds of ads to promote the AR-15 style rifles, like the one that was used in the Sandy Hook incident, which killed 20 young children in Newtown, Connecticut. And I know there's a couple people that listen that are in Connecticut that's very close to it. Yeah, Justin and I have talked about how they're getting rid of knives in England. They have drop-off box. Like, you can't even have a steak knife in England because it's too deadly. So the idea that, you know, getting rid of the advertisements. Here's the thing. We're going to get into that. Remington's marketing strategies are expected to be unveiled when the family's lawyers publicly release. Let's remember, it's Monday, February 21st, 2022. They're saying that they're going to release all these thousands of internal documents from the company that they say are going to show that Remington purposely put their advertisement and marketing minds towards macho military style advertisements for young people. That's the idea. That is what they're saying. There's thousands of internal documents that they're waiting to get their hands on. And it's these documents, which a lot of people are saying, why did Remington settle? I guess these documents were damning. I think the fact that Remington has been sold all their major, they don't make guns anymore. They're just sitting around waiting to settle out claims and then they're going to shut down. I really think they just wanted to get rid of this and get it out of there. Yep, the 20-foot rule. 21-foot rule, man. People don't realize that, real quick. I think we've talked about this before. We've talked about it on a Gun Talk Friday. A drill that people's minds are blown with this drill because it's like, hey, I'm going to put a guy with a knife 7 feet away from you or 7 steps away from you, and you have a gun. You're going to beat him, right? 7, 8, 9 out of 10 times, the person with the knife wins that fight. Because people don't realize how much ground somebody can cover. We forget about that. And then you have to take your gun out, present it, step back. Knives, man. People underestimate knives. It's no good. You won't get hurt. You're going to get hurt doing that. Anyway, let me get back into this. So the whole crux of this entire thing, which we're talking about here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, is they're counting on getting their hands on these internal documents, which they apparently haven't seen yet, or they have seen during the lawsuit, and then showing you and I, that and this is the thing that blows a lot of lawyers' minds. I haven't watched the Corleone Noir video breaking down the case because he's a lawyer and he had a couple people on. But I watched some from the armed attorneys. You have to show in front of a jury, you would have to show that this specific piece of marketing was directed at a young man. And that is a tough case to make. That is a tough. Oh, every town in Bloomberg are funding this stuff hardcore. That's why they're continuing. That's why they're like, as Nicole Hockley, one of the parents of one of the victims, said, this case is about creating change. And she said, right now, I'm only waiting to really have access to the documents and figure out how to use that to help drive safety and better practices for the sales and marketing. They don't even have access to these yet. This might be a big nothing burger because they're going to release them and people are going to go, huh? What do you mean? This just in from breaking news. Russian President Vladimir Putin is going to address the nation soon. I don't think us. I think he means the country of Russia. So let's see. They don't even have access to these documents. Yes, Dante Storm, you got to get off the X. That's the most important thing. Here, this is all. Let's keep reading this article from the AP. The records could, this is all could, maybe should, possibly, once we get our hand on. This is all media driven. And if this thing is a nothing burger, it will tank and you'll never hear about it again. The records could provide one of the most detailed looks yet at the push by firearms manufacturers to popularize the AR-15. You don't need advertising to make the if you walk into a store and you see an AR-15, it's within your price range. 9 out of 10 times, if you don't own one, somebody, you're going to buy it. You don't need a lot of manufacturing. Somebody put in the chat room a while ago. It's like, do you see a lot of advertising for eggs?